From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, President Bush again says Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat must go. But our lead today is Hurricane Isabel, currently making landfall along the mid-Atlantic coast. Tim Kimball is a reporter with Public Radio East in New Bern, North Carolina. He's about 30 miles inland from the coast. Tim, what's the situation there?
The latest we've heard, about 40,000 people are now without power due to Hurricane Isabel. The figures for that are coming in slowly because some people are also losing phone when they lose the power, so it's not easy to keep an accurate count of the power losses. The eye of the hurricane is expected to be passing over the islands right at this time, and I've been checking our Doppler radar, and indeed that's what it looks like. That's not the official NOAA word, but it looks like we are having the hurricane move right on into us.
So what's it like to be right there?
It started out very slowly because this is such a large hurricane in terms of hurricane size. It's larger than most hurricanes, so it just developed very slowly, and there was a little bit of anticipation. But now it's pretty much just absolute straight blowing rain, limbs on the ground, and hurricane conditions.
We've heard reports of this very, very powerful winds. How powerful are they there? And what are people doing in New Bern around where you are? Are they staying at home? Have they all gone away? What's going on?
There's been an evacuation of eastern North Carolina of about 140,000 people. Longtime residents are generally staying. It's hard to convince a longtime resident to leave for anything less than a level 4 hurricane. So most of us have boarded up our windows or taped our windows and prepared. And quite honestly, it's been a tradition in eastern North Carolina to throw hurricane parties. So that's going on, too.
You're having parties?
Well, we're also the home of East Carolina University. I think that's probably where that tradition was born.
What is a hurricane party, and what happens?
When the hurricane's coming, you just get ready for it, lay in the supplies that you would expect college students to lay in, and you know a lot of alumni from the school still do that, too. It's kind of an odd tradition around here.
Well, that aside, we hear reports about, flooding and really dangerous, bad conditions. Is there flooding? Do you see that going on?
There is some flooding in the Albemarle and Pamlico Sounds. It's not dangerous at the moment. The winds of the storm are basically pushing the water in the sounds inland instead of allowing them to go out into the intercoastal waterway. We haven't heard any reports of any injuries or anything of the like due to any of the flooding. So apparently it's not that serious yet. But then again, the front storm wall is just hitting inland areas, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. This is when that kind of thing would start to occur.
There must be areas there that are more vulnerable than others.
There certainly are. There's a portion of the seaboard known as water country. And it's called water country because it is mostly water with very small towns surrounding very wet areas. And those are the places that are most vulnerable right now.
All right, great. Thank you. Tim Kimball, a reporter with Public Radio East in New Bern, North Carolina, about 30 miles in from the coast.